Welcome back to the News at One. Well, next we go to the United States. President Donald Trump has signed a ban on travel to the US from 12 countries. The ban will come into place from June 9th. Here's what he said earlier.
The strength of the restrictions we're applying depends on the severity of the threat posed. The list is subject to revision based on whether material improvements are made. And likewise, new countries can be added as threats emerge around the world. But we will not allow people to enter our country who wish to do us harm, and nothing will stop us from keeping America safe.
President Donald Trump there. Well, our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan, is with us now. Sean, what exactly has been announced and what countries are on this list?
Well, he's announced another ban on nationals of specified countries entering the United States. There are 12 countries that aren't going to get visas at all. And then there are another 7 countries. They are going to have restrictions, pretty heavy restrictions placed on tourist visas in particular. Some people will be able to get in from those countries, but it's going to be very, very small numbers. The countries that are now banned as of next Monday are Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. So a total ban for them. And then the restricted countries are going to be Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela.
What's the reasoning behind this, Sean?
The stated reasoning is that there's just too many people coming from those countries and entering the country illegally. The secondary reason is that there is, according to the administration, a lot of terrorism associated with those countries and a lot of terrorist activity going on in those countries. And I think he's pointing particularly to some of the African and Middle Eastern countries there. As we know, relations with, for example, Venezuela and Cuba, extremely strained. But most of the allegations about terrorism or visa overstayers or people entering the country irregularly or improperly, he would be focusing mainly on those African and Middle Eastern countries. And it's part of his continuing push against unlawful in migration into the United States. We saw him do something similar in the first administration, where he had a ban on about 7 or 8 mostly Muslim countries. A lot of fights in the courts over that. Eventually he prevailed, but Joe Biden then rescinded that ban in 2021 when he got into power. And now Donald Trump is reinstating a similar ban using similar emergency powers.
Could something similar happen in this case?
In terms of the pushbacks against it? Well, yes, but we've been down this road before, and Trump won in the Supreme Court on a 5-4 ruling in 2018 that said he did have the presidential power to use emergency laws to enact immigration control. So he's going back down that route, and that may discourage people from taking legal actions within the United States to try and stop him. Also, the control on migrants is proving to be very popular. It was an election-winning issue for Trump in both of the times when he won the elections. And also, we do have that precedent. There's been a little bit of pushback from the African Union and the government of Venezuela, but that's really about it so far.
And that's the pushback. Could there be any other opposition to this, or is it too early to say now?
A little early to say. I mean, the opposition party, the Democratic Party, have to pick and choose their issues with a certain amount of care as to what they go up against Donald Trump on. Like I say, the clampdown on illegal migration is quite popular in the United States. And these are pretty easy targets, I guess. The countries that are on these lists are not places that the United States has much dealings with, apart from some political issues, notably with Cuba and Venezuela. But the African countries, mostly just seen by American people as sources of inward migration, and quite a lot of it illegal inward migration, in particular people coming on tourist visas or student visas and just staying on after those visas expire. And this enables President Trump to carry on with his policy of deporting people who fall into those categories, and more particularly discouraging others from travelling.
Sean Whelan, thanks for joining us this afternoon.